It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. Today is the 52nd anniversary of the death of American artist and writer E.E. Cummings, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1894. Cummings wrote actively from the age of 10 and produced essays and plays and two autobiographical novels, but his fame rests securely on some 2,900 poems, many of which employ a dynamic use of language that forsakes the conventional rules of grammar, punctuation, and syntax. That's right. He's that strange guy from your high school and college literature textbooks that didn't use capital letters and ran all of his sentences together. Many of Cummings' poems deal with themes of love and nature, as well as the struggle of the individual to find his place in the larger world. Often they also reveal his playful, satiric side. Generations of students have smiled and puzzled over this one. In just spring, when the world is mud-luscious, the little lame balloon man whistles far and wee, and Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies, and it's spring, when the world is puddle-wonderful. The queer old balloon man whistles far and wee, and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope, and it's spring, and the goat-footed balloon man whistles far and wee. Many of his love poems are romantic sonnets, eccentric ones to be sure. They have the requisite 14 lines, but what he does with them is often unexpected. This is one of his best. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear, and whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful, you are my world, my true, and it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Numerous composers have set Cummings' poems to music. Classicists Leonard Bernstein and Aaron Copland, folk legend Joan Baez, and musical prankster Peter Schickele, perhaps better known as P.D.Q. Bach, among dozens of others, have drawn on his word artistry and given it a new voice. Cummings' last years often found him at Joy Farm, his summer home in Silver Lake, New Hampshire. He died of a stroke at age 67 on September 3, 1962. His small, simple gravestone in Forest Hills Cemetery in Boston gives his name in full, Edward Estlin Cummings. And it's in all caps. There is some disagreement among Cummings scholars as to whether he would have approved. In Just and I Carry Your Heart With Me are from the complete poems of E.E. Cummings, edited by George J. Fermage, published by the Live Right Publishing Corporation, 1991. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 3rd, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.